from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have confirmed a seventh person in California has tested positive for the new coronavirus. The California Report's Raquel Maria Dillon has more.
The AP says an adult evacuated from the city of Wuhan at the center of the outbreak, who was on a flight that landed at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego, tested positive for the coronavirus. That would make the person the 13th American with the virus. They're now in isolation at UC San Diego Medical Center. Several others who were also quarantined at the air station got sick but tested negative for the virus. Another group of evacuees from Wuhan is quarantined at March Air Force Base in Riverside. There's no indication they have the coronavirus, but people who work on the base have been harassed in person and online. That's according to the county's public health officer, who wrote an open letter to the community as a reminder that people who work on the base are not at increased risk of coronavirus. He wrote that the only people who are coming in contact with the evacuees are CDC staff and trained public health nurses from Riverside University Health System, and the risk to the larger community remains low. For the California Report, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon.
It's called CalGang. Operated by the California Department of Justice, it's the computerized master list of street gang members and their associates used by law enforcement agencies across the state. But are there innocent people listed on CalGang? Well, California Attorney General Javier Becerra has announced his office will review allegations that some LAPD officers with the department's Metro Division knowingly place people on the CalGang list who have no gang ties. Here's the Attorney General.
We will conduct an independent audit and validation of CalGang entries by LAPD, not limited to the Metro Division at LAPD, which would include review of body-worn camera footage and any other recordings.
The Attorney General's review is partly prompted by an internal LAPD investigation. It found inaccuracies on field interview cards that police fill out after stopping and questioning people. Those interview cards are one way people get listed on CalGang. Now to the environment. The California Air Quality Resources Board says it'll continue to seek agreements with automakers to make cleaner cars. This comes after news last week that the U.S. Justice Department was dropping legal challenges against four car manufacturers that had made a special deal with the state. KQED's Peter Arcuni has more.
In July, Honda, Ford, BMW, and Volkswagen agreed to reach California's emissions target of 51 miles per gallon by 2026. The Trump administration fired back, threatening antitrust action against the four companies. The federal decision to drop the case could empower more states to pursue similar agreements, says Dan Kamen, professor of energy at UC Berkeley.
And this also is another sign to auto manufacturers that they can really get on board with this green energy transition.
In a statement, Governor Newsom called the decision a victory for anyone who cares about the rule of law and clean air. For the California Report, I'm Peter Arcuni.
Let's turn to health care. Lawmakers will announce a new bill later this morning that aims to ban insurance companies from discriminating based on a person's HIV status. Senator Lena Gonzalez authored the bill. There are more than 135,000 Californians who've been diagnosed HIV positive. And Gonzalez says it's wrong for insurers to be able to deny them health care.
Some time ago, I think life expectancy for HIV diagnosed persons was about 39 years old. Now it's gone up significantly to about 70 years old or so. So I think, you know, the law has to evolve with current standards and the innovations in healthcare and medications, and really has to support these individuals at the end of the day.
California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara and Equality California are co-sponsors of the legislation. After it was shelved last year, Assemblymember Eloise Reyes of San Bernardino is reintroducing a bill that would give state prisoners who work on wildfire crews an improved chance to start new lives after they're released. KQED's Kate Wolf reports.
Hundreds of California prisoners volunteer to help fight fires every year. But after they're released, their criminal records prevent most of them from doing the same work on the outside. If the new bill becomes law, inmate firefighters would be eligible to have their records cleared once they finished their sentences. And that would allow them to enter occupations that require professional licenses, including firefighting. The state says using inmates to fight fires and do community maintenance saves taxpayers about $100 million a year. For the California Report, I'm Kate Wolf.
More than 30,000 acres of wilderness near L.A. could get special federal protection. Pasadena area Congresswoman Judy Chu is proposing new legislation to protect parts of the San Gabriel Mountains. KCRW's Jerome Campbell reports.
The San Gabriel Mountains, with its campgrounds, waterfalls, and hiking trails, bring